نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم
أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Esteemed listeners, our topic for tonight is Al-Asma, names. What do I mean by this? Our Mawlana Abdul Aziz, mashallah, just spoke about Hajj. We hear all these names, but what is the meaning of these names? What is the importance of it? You take the city of Makkah Mukarramah, how many names does it have enshrined and mentioned in the noble Quran? Makkah, bibatni Makkata. We in our homes, we are Mr. Somebody. But when we reach there, we are Mr. Nobody. Everyone is in ihram. Everyone got one mission. And we're going round the Baytullah, Safa Marwa, and then we're going to Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah. So what is the meaning of Makkah, brothers? Makkah means to crush us, to break us. Therefore, you must remember that we're reading Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. Ya Allah, I'm a millionaire, billionaire. But for your love and your pleasure, I will sleep on the land and sand in Muzdalifah. Ya Allah, for your love, I will remove all my normal clothing and I will wear my two towels and I'm ready to meet you. Ya Allah, it is my kafan and I'm here to make manifest my love for you. Bakka. What is the meaning of Bakka, brothers? Whenever a Muslimah goes, then we stay by the Baytullah and when we recite our first dua, Ya Allah, main to gunagar hu, fasik hu, fajir hu. We are sinners, Ya Allah, we are transgressors, Ya Allah. Yet out of your benevolence, your grace, your mercy, you extended this invitation to me. You made us duyuful Rahman. You made us apna mehman. That is Allah's benevolence and grace and mercy. So bakka, the tears, there are other meanings. One meaning ulama have written that the tears are rolling down. Third meaning, Makkah Mukarramah is our spiritual capital. Wherever we are, brothers and sisters, on the plane, on the train, on the land, on the sand, we have to perform salat like now we perform Isha salat, Alhamdulillah, Allah ta'ala qabul farmai. So, we face the Baytullah, we face Makkah Mukarramah. Ummul Qura, it is the nucleus, it is the most spiritual, most sacred place on the face of this earth. The Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa is there. Hence Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, let that place be selected for the Mubarak Miladun Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That you, Habibuna Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you were, you are, and you will always be the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in the entire universe. Hence Makkah Mukarraba will be the birthplace of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ummul Qura. The mother of all towns, all cities, all places. Fourth one, my brothers, Al-Baladul Amin. We know our condition in South Africa, that very few of us will walk around, I'm not speaking nine, curfew and what have you, 12 o'clock at night, 1 o'clock at night, but remember Makkah, the place of safety, security. You see our mothers and sisters, they ask the husband sometime, I want to go for tawaf, we husbands, you know, sometime, then we say, no, I'm a little bit tired. And so wife say, okay, I'm going. So the wife is going alone and making tawaf. She fears none except Almighty Allah. So much safety, so much security Allah has blessed. وَمَنْ دَخَلَهُ كَانَ آمِنًا. Then the last name Allah Jalla Wala has mentioned, لَرَادُكَ إِلَى مَعَاد. Mustafa, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is addressing Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You went for the hijrah to Medina Munawwara, but O Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah Jalla Wala will bring you back to Ma'ad. And because of your barakah, this ummah also, with the dua of Khalilullah, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, will come ma'at. We go once, now it's 48, 50 degrees. We can't even speak Arabic, majority of us. And we know the crowd is bumper to bumper, 2 million, 3 million, 4 million once we had for Hajj with Allah's help and mercy. My brothers, but yet when we come back, the tears are rolling. Allahumma la tahrimna anta wafi baytik. Ya Allah, don't make it such that we never go again to the Baytullah. Don't make it such that we never go for Umrah again. Don't make it such, Ya Allah, that we never go for Hajj again. So Allah Ta'ala say, mangna hai aur manwana hai. Tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah. Tonight is the one of the first 10 nights of Zulhijjah wa layalin ashr. Beg Almighty Allah, praise Allah Jalla Wala, Durood Sharif. Salawat ala Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We heard this word Durood Sharif so many a time. Do we know what is the meaning of Durood Sharif, brothers? Durood Sharif, Durood is a Farsi Persian word. It refers to the plantation and the farms. And then when that farmer is expecting, anticipating a bumper crop, he's smiling. He is going to make maximum amount of profit, P-R-O-F-I-T, in minimum time. So that's why when we read salawat, Alan Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Jalla wa'ala will bless us with the maximum optimum reward in this world and in the year after. Akthiru min as-salati alayya yawm al-jumu'ah, authentic hadith in Ibn Majah. On the night of Jumu'ah, tonight, the day of Jumu'ah, O Muslim, that read abundant salawat, salutations upon me, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest gift for the greatest creation on the greatest night of the week, and that is Durood Sharif, salawat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So therefore, brothers, ma'ad. I went to this country, that country, that country. People invite me, please come again. Many times we just make, you know, ma'zirat, we say, you know, this. Because we've been there twice, thrice now. How many times has I come there? But you tell me, go Makkah, even now, if you tell me we can go, me, we jump in the plane and we go on, inshallah, with Allah's help. No, one day before Hajj also, if Allah wants, we can be there, you know. One day, you know, a lot of stories come, you know. I was in Dalum, Newcastle, you know, teaching Maulana and then mashallah. So with Allah's help we went. So we used to stay right till Hajj, my wife and myself. So the day Hajj is starting, you know, first day of Hajj, I'm still in Medina Munawwara. So I went to the airport and I gave my ticket, you know, I'm in Ihram. So that person, the Saudi airline brother, he told me, Sheikh, because we spoke a little bit Arabic, like, he asked me that you mixed up or what, you know. So I asked him, but why? He said, you can't come now, your plane is only leaving at night. I said, no, that person made a mistake. I told him I must go now. It's Hajj, see, I'm in the Haram, my wife. He looked at me, Allah put mercy on him, you know. So he looked, he said, okay, just sit. After 5-10 minutes or so, they come, they say, there is place, you jump in the plane, go. So that. Now we left, in the morning, first day of Hajj, we still in Mina. So we jumped in the plane, and then we landed in Jeddah, luggage came, you just take taxi and you go. That time, no, a lot of protocol and all these things. I went to Muassasa, that person, is me. That time we had to go first Muassasa. That person, he said, Akharta ya Haji, what's wrong with you? All the Hajis are gone and you came now. I said, please, make me maaf this, that. He brought a 50-seater bus to take us from Makkah to Mina. Before Zuhar, we were in Mina with Allah's help, you know. Hajj is starting, sunnah to read namaz there. The people are wondering, who is those two people coming in a 50-seater bus, you know.
So then we came out and see Allah's fazal. If Allah wants you there, remember. So my brothers, ma'ad, always, I always say, read 2 rakat salat. Read surah 2 verse 128 abundantly. By heart it, memorize it. Wa arina manasikana wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Ya Allah, you show us the places of umrah and hajj. Ya Allah, we are sinners, we admit, we confess. We committed almost every crime, Ya Allah. But you are Rahim, you are Kareem, you are Ghafoor, Ya Allah. That Ya Allah, you still invite us. So that is how Allah inshallah will take us bar bar hazri nasib farma, that we go time and time again inshallah. Now Hajj is starting first day, for example. You know, nowadays they speak about virtual meeting and virtual verse. So I just want to take you across to show you how important these places are. Now you hear of Mina. If someone has to ask us, what is Mina? What is the meaning of Mina? Mina means, my brothers, when we slaughter the animal, you know. So remember that when you slaughter and sacrifice the animal, the dripping and the oozing out of that blood, that is called Mina. The dripping and oozing. What must I tell you, brothers, you know? I left Karachi once and went for Hajj, you know. That time you could go Everton, know all this protocol, you do what you want to, you know. So there is this one Arab brother, he got his camel. And there's one Pakistani brother who purchased the camel, you know. And then they made the price. I'm observing, you know. And then, so he paid him the money, the Pakistani, you know. So after the brother paid, so the Arab brother gave the Pakistani brother, here's your camel. So the Pakistani brother told him, because he couldn't speak Arabic, he made ishara by the neck, the throat. Must make zabah. So the Arab brother said, fulus, you must pay again for the zabah. He wanted his 50 riyal or 40, whatever the price was. So this brother, we all in a haram. The Pakistani brother is speaking funny words and all that in Urdu. And that brother is speaking in Arabic. And he's also losing his temper, and both of them are going, and I'm smiling because I'm understanding both. That camel thought I'm laughing at it, you know. And it left both of them and started chasing me in a haram. And now I started running. But you know, the camel, I'm only 6 feet tall, I don't know how tall the camel is. And it gave me one kick, I flew in the air, you know. And I landed, Allah shukr, you know, my spectacles, I don't know where it went. But anyway, no injuries, nothing. Therefore, when I see camels now, I just walk away. This my, somebody else got problem, you brought me inside. By. So you must remember, brothers, that is also what happens sometimes, you know. So it's all wonderful memories. All this happened, we still want to go. So you, Mina. What else happens in Mina? Now where our camps are normally, opposite day is Masjidul Khayf. What is Masjidul Khayf? Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed salat there. According to the historical books, we find 70 anbiya alayhi salatu salam also performed salat there. Some ulama even quoted a hadith on this topic. So brothers, can we imagine? That's why Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, ma min nabiyin illa waqad hajja. Today ordinary mortals like us, when we go for hajj, so then I tell the youngsters, please, don't make intention for 5-day hajj. Every one of you make intention for 6-day hajj, and you will see the wisdom. If you want to go to Masjidul Khayf, normally it's full. But mashallah, on the 6th day, most of the crowd is gone. So I say, now that 6th day, Fajr Salat, go and read there in Masjidul Khayf, and you will see that the masjid is half full, 3/4 full, easily you can go and read Salat. Our Haji Shiraz Isa was with us, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas, all these brothers last year, alhamdulillah. So I encourage them, go, and the youngsters as well. So in that way there, we revive the sunnah. I must read, must don't mean now compulsory wajib, but I should read salat in the place where Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read salat. So remember this, my brothers. It is that zameen, it is that place. Nabi Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salam, his honorable name is mentioned 69 times in a noble Quran. Ibrahim Abun Rahim, a compassionate father.
Surah Ibrahim, number Surah 14 in the Noble Quran. And what do we see? Khalilullah Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam took his beloved son Nabi Ismail alayhi salam. Ismail, the one who listens to Allah. After so many years, he has no children. He cries to Almighty Allah, any one of you want pious children? Surah 37, just after Surah Yasin, Surah Sa'd. And verse 100, chapter 37, verse 100. Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Oh, beloved Allah, grant me pious offspring. A Nabi crying to Allah in his old age. Allah Jalla wa'ala blessed him for Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. First was Nabi Ismail alayhi salam, his honorable mother, Sayyida Hajar, Hajara radiallahu anha, both ways you pronounce it. Thereafter, then Sayyida Sarah radiallahu anha gave birth, and Nabi Ishaq alayhi salatu salam. We all know the incident. They went there, and he tried his level best to sacrifice his son. Allah Jalla wa'ala removed that impact and effect of the knife. Thereafter, our qurbani, our udhiya is coming. So remember, this is how it started. Ma hadhi al-adahi ya Rasulullah. What is this qurbani? Hiya sunnatu abikum Ibrahim. Hadith in Musnad Ahmad Mishkat Sharif. It is the sunnah, the method and the way of your spiritual father, Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. And Allah Jalla wala sent, وَفَدَيْنَاهُ بِذِبْحٍ عَظِيمٍ. Jibreel alayhi salatu salam came with a substitute, and that was slaughtered. So my brothers, all this happened and occurred there in Mina. So what a sacred land. Arafat. What is Arafat, my brothers? Subhanallah, Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah writes, Al-Hajju Arafat. Hajj is to be present in Arafat on the 9th of Zilhijjah in the state of Ihram. And he comments after that, وَهَذَا الْحَدِيثُ أُمُّ الْمَنَاسِكِ. This hadith is the nucleus of Hajj, the mother of Hajj, meaning the most important aspect and dimension of Hajj. People are right there in Makkah, Jeddah. For some reason, they cannot perform Hajj. Therefore, I always say to the Hujjaj, look at the police, look at ambulance, look at the medical fraternity. Make dua for them, they're serving all of us. And nowadays everything is so easy, so many facilities. So my brothers, but what happened in Arafat? Did we ever realize why must we go to Arafat? Arafat is not even part of the Haram Sharif. Understand this point, brothers. Makkah is part of the Haram. Mina, part of the Haram. Muzdalifah, part of the Haram. But Arafat is not part of the Haram Sharif. It's out. Why? The Quraysh were so proud and arrogant, they used to tell the people of Yemen and Syria and Palestine and whoever came, you go. Nahnu sukkanul haram, we staying here in the Haram. Allah Jalla wala say, thumma afidu min haythu afadun nas. You want your Hajj to be accepted, you must go out of the Haram. Arafat. What did Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif? Du'a'i wa du'a'ul anbiya min qabli. It is my du'a, ye, in Arafat. And every Nabi and Messenger and Prophet alayhi salatu salam who came before me, he recited this du'a. La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu lahul mulku wa lahul hamd. And wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. In words like that. So we read it abundantly. And we're reading, labbaik allahumma labbaik. Ayyul hajji afdal ya Rasulallah. Which hajj is the best? Look at the beautiful answer Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave. Al-ajju wa-thajju. Al-ajju, you the men raise your voice and read labbaik allahumma labbaik. The women will read softly. And al-thajju, the slaughtering, the sacrifice that will take place. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Arafat. Why did Almighty Allah select Arafat? That's it. And what's the meaning of Arafat? My brothers, open Musnad Ahmad, you will find a hadith there. Before we came into this world, before Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam was created, Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala assembled our arwah, our souls, our spirit, our ruh, all of us. And then Allah Jalla wa'ala asked and posed a question, which is enshrined in the Noble Quran. أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ Am I not your sustainer, nourisher, provider? قَالُوا بَلَى Every one of the ruh and soul said, why not? أَنْتَ رَبُّنَا You are our Rabb, our sustainer. So when we go to Arafat, I tell all the hajis, please, on this maidan, say these two words in Arabic, أَنْتَ رَبُّنَا أَنْتَ رَبُّنَا Ya Allah, our shop, our job, our factory, all that is a superficial means. But you, Allah, you are the sustainer, nourisher, provider, Ya Allah. That took place on Maidan Arafat. And if you open Musnad Ahmad, Wadi and Na'man, it was called, but the same place. Therefore, we go to Arafat. Our licenses, every year we have to renew them. We go to Arafat. To renew our pledge, our covenant, our promise to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Imagine, and every Nabi came to Arafat. Ordinary sinners, mortals like me and you, now we are there. So remember, brothers, open the Ahadith Kitab, and you will find in Sahih Ibn Khuzaymah that Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam came. From Hind, the word Hind, India is mentioned, not today's India. India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, all that together was called Hind in those days. So from there he came and performed Hajj. How he performed Hajj? Mashiyan, walking. 10 times he walked from India and came to Baytullah and performed Hajj. Imagine. So that is how the Hajj started. And then Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Hajjatul Wida, remember, perform the Hajj and the memorable khutbah. Two things of Arafat we should know, brothers, sisters, esteemed listeners. When we go for ziyarat, then we take the hajis there, they get very excited because first time in their life they're hearing. You know, before, when there wasn't all this, then my wife and myself, MashaAllah, we used to go read Salat in Masjid Namira. Now listen to me carefully, brothers. Those of you who are not in the Masjid, I hope you will understand what I'm telling you. You see, this is where the Imam stands in front, right? Obviously. But if you go to Masjid Namira, the Imam stands there. But you take the first 10, 15 sufuf, maybe 10 or 12. So I used to count it those days, now you know we forget also. So anyway, that the first 10, 12 sufuf, and those first sufuf, the first rows, is out of Arafat. And then they got a big board there in different 30 languages, 20 languages. Arafat begins here. So from there, Arafat starts and it continues. So they got place for us, they got place for the ladies, whatever, and so forth. So now you can't go leave your wife somewhere, you'll get lost, you won't find 2-3 million people. So we read Salat there, and then they combine Zohar, Asr, MashaAllah, and the Imam just makes Salam, 90% of the crowd runs away. So we see, this is very good. So now wherever we get place, you can sit there, and MashaAllah, you make all your ibadat till sunset. They don't allow food, so we got enough liquid, water, juice, and you make your wukuf, everything there, subhanAllah. So what is the wisdom of this? That Masjid Namira, the first few sufuf and rows are out of Arafat. Mustafa Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is teaching the Ummah a lesson. Deliberately, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed Zuhur Salat, Asr Salat outside. The Ummah was inside, majority of them. To show a time will come, millions of people will be there. Maybe you get late. So at least you can read Zuhur, Asr inside Arafat, that's good. But if you read even outside, your Salat will still be done. And then you enter, your wukuf is still done. See the mercy. And it happened. You must remember that. 1 year Hajj was 4 million people. We only entered Arafat with the bus and all that after 3 o'clock. So imagine, you see the wisdom of all these actions. Then you have Jabalur Rahma. So remember, people flocked there. In that area, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made wukuf and cried to Allah 5-6 hours, dua, dua, and more dua. What is Arafat? When we tell the Hujjaj, read Labbaik, say Anta Rabbuna, and say, Ya Allah, I made Khatmul Quran inside Arafat, and then I'm raising my hands.
See, brothers, what to tell you now, you know. But inshallah, it will inspire somebody. I used to look at the Baytullah and cry, you know. Ya Allah, when will the day come that even we can go? It was a Sunday, you know. And I was, in Indonesia. With Allah Ta'ala's help, my brother from Malawi, Hafiz Faisal, Hafizullah, Allah Ta'ala give him, Jazai Khair, the ihsan he made. It was a Sunday, he phoned me. I kada yo. I said, oh, ya kada wano si. Where are you? I said, I'm in South Africa. I said, I want your passport now and now. Jaldi mokal ja. You must send immediately. I said, okay. I said, oh, bairi jo bhi moklanto. I don't travel without my wife. No wife, no life. So it's just send, no problem. So they say, see, I'm trying, but no promises. So, this is 2011. So, mashallah, with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, hada min fadli rabbi, we can never thank Allah enough. Allah malaka shukru kullu wa laka alhamdu kullu. Then, that Saturday, we're going to enter, first of Shaban it was, 2011, inside the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharraf. Till Friday, I'm in Makkah now, I'm in Madinah Munawwara first. I don't have anything, it's Maghrib time. And I'm looking at the Baytullah, crying, making dua. After Maghrib, my phone rang, 5 missed calls, and that I was reading Salat. Now I knew something happened, so I phoned the number. Aina anta ya Sheikh, where are you? He said, I'm in the Haram. He said, come this place immediately. I went. Sheikh is waiting for me, and he speak about everything else, the weather, and us, and this, and all. Now he knows it's 5 minutes or so, 7 minutes left for Isha Azan. He said, make dua. So I made dua, and I'm crying, Ya Allah, I want to enter. These people told me, but I don't have anything. So with Allah's help, he started smiling. He took out the bitaka, he took out the card. He said, yeah, you're going to go inside, you see. Golden card, like they give you, you know. They take it away. So anyway, cut long story short, what I want to tell you is this. With Allah's help, we entered and so forth. We spent 25 minutes plus minus. Allah's help, Allah's mercy, Allah shukr. But I made intention, Ya Allah, that Quran khatam, we make fi jawfil Kaaba. That the khatam of Quran, I'll make inside the Kaaba Musharraf. And that's what happened. So therefore, all this, brothers, it's just Allah's fazl. Why I'm mentioning all this? I want to show you, brothers, if we just cry to Allah, we beg Allah, so many things will happen in our life. But when we worry about people and a lot of things they don't know, you connect yourself to Almighty Allah and see how all these things will happen. Everything will just work out, you know. With Allah's help, Allah malaka shukru kullu, Allah malaka alhamdu kullu. So remember, nice long story, I'm going to, we have to go on. So that is Arafat. And then we go to Muzdalifah. What is the meaning of Muzdalifah? Muzdalifah means to combine. Because there we're going to combine our Maghrib and Isha Salat. Now in Muzdalifah, brothers, where that masjid is, small masjid, that area there, Almighty Allah makes mention of it, and Allah Ta'ala teaches us, فَإِذَا أَفَضْتُم مِّنْ عَرَفَاتٍ فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ عِنْدَ الْمَشْعَرِ الْحَرَامِ. There are you leaving Arafat after sunset, and what the atmosphere. We miss all that, brothers. Even when we go now, we miss it. In the olden days, we used to go. Even now, I tell all the hajis who are young and so, I said, please, you and your wife, it's sunset, just walk with the hajis. 1 million, 2 million walkers, all living the same time. And after sunset, and they're going towards Muzdalifah, you will see you are tired because it's 1 hour walk, 2 hour walk, depending how far you want to go. With a bus, it's 5-6 hours sometimes because of the traffic and what. So, when you walk, my brothers, sometimes, you know, we're not used to walking. You find that old Turkish woman walking past you. The old Pakistani Baji walking past. We look at them, what inspiration they give us. Ya Allah, look at this man, 80, 90 years old. And he's walking and he's happy, you know. And everyone is reading, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. Ya Allah, Arafat is finished. And now we're going to Muzdalifah. And I'm a millionaire, but for your love, oh Allah, I will sleep on the land and sand. 1 year I had my connections from Malawi, you know. So all rich, rich guys, millionaires, you know. So I told them, Ba, we're all sleeping here. So the brother told me, Maketa sarkai ni ache. Me, I can't sleep all this. I said, Ba, you can sleep, can't sleep, I don't know all day, but me, I'm sleepy. So we just take our hajj mat out, we finish salat, pebbles, meals, everything finish, we slept. 3 o'clock, Allah Ta'ala's fazal, I woke up, whole lot, fast asleep, snoring and all that. I'll tell them in Makkah, Medina, we sleep there, five star hotel, inshallah, Muzdalifah, you will see 13, 14 stars. So I woke them up, all the Malawi brothers, and I hope Malawi Borai is not okay now. So they're, sometimes they're listening, you know, they send me messages. So they tell me, you understand, that for a year before I slept, I saw 13 stars. I said, the sleep in Muzdalifah is better than our five star, bye. We're sleeping for the love of Allah. See, Allah is showing us. That is it. Then, mashallah, 2-3 other places of importance, brothers, related to Hajj. Now remember, then you're going to come back there to Mina and so forth. Now, it's a place very few Hajis speak about it, and because of the crowd also. But last year, we stayed the extra. Subhanallah, how can I forget this? Remember, my brothers, my sisters, those of you who came last year, my brother Hafiz Mohsin Randeri, his wife and them were there. I told him, Hafiz Mohsin, your family, we know everybody. I don't know what dua you made, first hajj you came. The brother said, well, it rained. It was 12 o'clock or so in Arafat. I said, you make dua. We read Zohar, all namaz, everything finished. And day after, you must remember, 2 o'clock it started raining. We tell the people in Arafat, everybody stay in your tent, it's too hot, and you know it's very, very hot, it's midsummer. But last year, brothers, unique, historic hajj. 2 o'clock it started raining, for 2 hours continuously it rained in Arafat. I told everyone, please, hajjis, I beg you, Kalas, you go one side, you go, even to 2 minutes, 5 minutes, just stand outside. Ye to Allah ki rahmat aa rahi, ya Allah, apne rahmat ki cheente hamare upar baras de. Ya Allah, we go to Niagara Falls, we go to Victoria Falls, we go to Iguazu Falls, there in Brazil, Argentina. We've been to all with Allah's help. Ya Allah, let your rahmat envelope us, ya Allah, wa adkhilna fi rahmat. What a unique hajj, my brother. When this year hajj comes, Allah alone knows. The heart will be crying, we will be crying, because we know what it was to be in Arafat, and especially last year. And Ramadan, last year, when Sheikh Salah Budair completed the Quran Sharif, 29th night, in Medina Munawwara, I was upstairs, I normally read the nice breeze. He read, he just started Khatmul Quran dua, and the rain came, the whole dua basically. My 1-2 brothers and the family members were there downstairs. I asked them, where you read? They said, downstairs, inside. I said, you know it rained. They said, no, we never knew. Sometimes you're there, but you don't realize it rained. See, brothers, Allah's mercy. 1-2 places quickly still I want to share with you, very important. Our mothers, sisters, mashallah, you know. You tell them we have to go pel the jamarat, this, that. They say that no, paid dukes, there's duke, and lot of. I say, Kala, Dawood Mota paye sail che, you know. That Dawood Mota bin Dawood got the sail. Kala is in the first serve. Understood? And this type of things there. So you must remember this, brothers. Why I took Dawood Mota's name, bin Dawood, we just changed it to Dawood Mota a little bit. So you must remember, if you are in Mina and you're walking towards Makkah, there's a big bin Dawood there. It's called bin Dawood Shisha. Bin Dawood Shisha. Now learn this, my brothers. Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the 13th day Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam spend there. And then, if you go, I'm not saying the exact place, but in that area. So there's a place called Al-Muhassab. Al-Muhassab. So that area of Shisha, where the bin Dawood Mota is, that is the area of Muhassab. So when we go for Hajj, Allah take us, go for Umrah, and you make ziyarat. So you must remember that you visit these places. When we were young, our mother, our nanima, dadima, what they taught us? They said, Sayyidina Bilal was tortured, persecuted 100%. But he was a pillar of strength, and he said, Ahad, Ahad, Ahad. Look at Allah giving the honor to this African Muazzin. Muazzin in Masjid Nabawi, Fateh Makkah takes place.
Oh Bilal, my minister of finance, you climb on top of the Kaaba Musharrafa and you render the adhan from there. If someone has to ask us, oh Hujjaj Baitillah, we went for Hajj. But we were Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu persecuted and tortured. See, tell me where the moles are. What you talking, all these things. You see, brothers, today we want to know all these other things. So when you go next time, get one old taxi driver. Then now there's youngsters also there. Old one, Arab. Just tell him, Sheikh, take me to Batha Quraysh. Batha Quraysh. When we went to Batha Quraysh in those days, barren land. Now it's big township and all, but in that area. So that is where he said, Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was tortured, persecuted. So brothers, like that, even today, there are so many places we can still visit. So at least our iman taza hojai, we come to know these places. And in that way, they Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala, take us for Hajj, take us for Umrah, take us to Diyar-e-Mustafa, Madina Munawwara, and inshallah, our Hajj, our Umrah. You brothers who are supposed to go, sisters, first time. Obviously, you're so disappointed. But remember, we can make Hajj every day. We read our Ishraq Salat. And remember, you look at your father. You look at your mother. Hadith speaks of father, but mother also will come in. So in Mishka, with love and respect. Subhanallah is Hajj Sawab. So all this is mentioned. So brothers, we make dua to Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. He protect the Haramain Sharifain, Masjidul Aqsa, and all our masajid throughout the world. May Almighty Allah remove all this virus and sicknesses so that we all can go for Hajj, Umrah, Madina Munawwara, inshaAllah. And Almighty Allah make it such that we become Duyufur Rahman and Duyufur Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just 1 minute, thank everyone, and then everyone who I have to mention, inshallah, and then we'll make a short dua. Our Mawana Abdul Aziz, mashallah, barakallahu fik, and our Haji Shiraz, our host here, mashallah, our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas Capital Team, my brother Dawood Munli, and mashallah, all of you, we say jazakumullahu khairan, and remember tonight, abundant Durood Sharif, inshallah, is an auspicious night, and read Surah Kahf. You can't read now, then tomorrow. But it's not compulsory, but it's sunnah. You know you have load shedding sometime. Man qara'a surat al-kahfi yawm al-jumu'ah. Adha'a lahu min al-nur ma bayn al-jumu'atin. It's sahih, authentic hadith in Sunan Nasai. You read Surah Kahf. Allah Jalla Wala will bless you with nur, radiance and effulgence from one Friday till the next Friday. Imagine. Allah will bless us with a nur in this world, in our qabr, in the year after, inshallah. Wa ma alayna illa al-balagh. Allah give us tawfiq, so we make dua now, inshallah. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya wa mursaleen, sayyidina wa'anna waqfil lana warhamna anta maulana fansurna ala al-qawm al-kafirin. اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم طهر المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من سيء الأسقام قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين.